from Luke chapter 1. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and would exclaim with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior."
Sweet sauce! Boom chakalaka! Man, I am just so pumped. I really am, because what? What's so funny? No, I'm really serious. Like, sweet sauce. Sweet sauce. I'm really excited to get to share with you this word from God's word this morning. But before we do that, let's just kind of go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Jesus, we just come before you now. And Jesus, please just open up our hearts and our minds to receiving your word and all of its truth. Jesus, we feel so refreshed. I just feel joy-filled in receiving you in us. It's almost like I just pray that you'd, now with you inside of us, kind of like prompt our hearts and prompt our ears to receiving this word in all of its truth and in all of its kind of wisdom, even to teach us some things that we need to hear. Please do that, God. God, we recognize that in the end, if you're not going to help us, we're only going to be left to our dark places. We're going to only be left to not understanding. So please, Holy Spirit, do the work in us that only you can do. Please do that now. God, I pray that you'd help me right now to simply share your word, not a word more, not a word less. And I pray that I would, even in kind of my like going all over and stuff kind of mode, that in the end, I actually kind of disappear, God, and you just get highlighted. Please do that. Please do that. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome. So we are in our series that we're calling The Arrival, right? Not aliens. Have you seen the movie? Anybody seen the movie The Arrival? Seriously? One guy. Two. Three. Awesome. Okay, couple. No, yeah. I like how we don't want to admit that one. That's probably a good call. Yeah, so The Arrivals, you know, like these aliens come and stuff like that. That's obviously not what we're talking about. We're talking about especially leading up to Christmas, Jesus coming. Little baby Jesus, right? Little baby Jesus. That's what we're talking about. And what we've done the past 2 weeks is we've looked at different biblical characters, right? We were coming out of our prayer series, looking at the Lord's Prayer. Oh, man, I learned so much there for myself. Then we spent some time with King David, and then we spent a week with John the Baptist. That was last week. Today, we're looking at Mary, the mother of Jesus. We've probably seen, you know, her on the back of cars and stuff, Mary, you know, whatever. So Mary, the mother of Jesus, we're going to learn about her today some things, but especially we're going to be zeroing in on the word joy. And as we think about joy, I want us to first just kind of quick watch this video clip. Goodness. You ever get that gift? Anybody get a gift that just makes you want to go, wah? Anybody? What is it? What is it? Come on. What's that one gift? This is adults too. Don't pretend this wasn't last year. Bikes. Awesome. What else? Just come on. Come on. What is the gift that you, for me it was a little gun my dad got. Oh, little baby. That's so sweet. Yeah. Well, okay. That's, now no one even wants to share. Jeez. Thanks a lot for killing it, dude. No, it's awesome. What else? What was that gift, man? It just made it so it was awesome, right? I mean, you were just fired up Everybody could see it. Everybody could tell. Yes, the Nintendo 64. Right? I mean, just so pumped. And as I was thinking about it, I was just thinking, like, isn't it true? I don't know about you. This is for me, I guess, maybe. But hopefully it's for you too. Isn't it true that don't you just desire joy? Like joy that just oozes. It's like a zit, you know what I mean? It just oozes out of you. That's a bad illustration. That's a bad illustration. It's just, I'm sorry, Mr. Gary. But it just is oozing out of you. You're filled with joy. Don't you desire that? I know I do. I just desire joy. This joy that's just like, it permeates from you. It just, you can smell it on you. You can see it. It's right there. It's an experience almost kind of thing. I desire that. And I'll be honest with you, this week I did not want to preach on this. I actually wanted to share something that was really near, but Jesus just kept going back to, we need to talk about joy. We need to talk about joy. And so often, as I was kind of thinking about it, I was thinking, so often we try to find joy and I narrowed it down really fast to a word, a phrase I'm going to say, but I don't know if it's just this, it's other things too, of course, probably, but ultimately we try to find joy in stuff so often. And of course I'm doing this a little bit right before Christmas, we're going to get a bunch of junk, I get it, but like, oftentimes this is where we try to find joy. Many of us, and myself included, we kind of fall trap to going after the way of the world where receiving something, or having something or getting something creates incredible joy within our hearts. And so joy becomes kind of rooted in what we have or what we don't have. It becomes about this kind of maybe a purchase. Maybe it's you know, it doesn't have to be stuffed. It could be having a kid. Like you see other people and you're like, I need that. I need stuff, like a person. I mean, I'm not trying to do stuff, but I need that in order to feel joy or not have another. Yeah, okay. But no, I'm just kidding. Nobody got that one except for two back there, but that's okay. My kids are safe. But like, we've fallen trapped to some of this, I think. And we've even bought into this kind of, that even if we aren't able, because some of us, we just can't afford it, right? So we've kind of, even just the idea or the fantasy about it. How many of us spend like hours on Craigslist? Just like, you know, around 9 o'clock, you sit down and it's like Craigslist, Amazon, right? And you just spend. Just the idea of maybe getting something. And Amazon has, like, you have in your cart, like, 40 things. You know, so you don't buy any of them because you can't. But you have them in there anyway. And you're just shopping. And you just, what that would feel like, right? Or whatever, Pinterest. You're just on there and you're just looking at all these different things. That's what I need. That's what I want. That's what will bring me joy. And we start to fall trapped to this so easy, and we start to go after it with everything we got. And we're like gunning for it. And all of a sudden, life almost starts to become kind of, that's what it's about. And what I was thinking about, I was thinking like, isn't it true that like today's cool thing that brings you joy is tomorrow's garage sale? I guess we don't for sure know that, but we definitely know that yesterday's cool thing is today's garage sale. We know that one, right? That's all you got to do is go to garage sale and you'll find Nintendo. So you go to like a pawn shop or something, you find junk all over the place. Pawn shops can actually be kind of cool, but but like we buy into this, and yet it doesn't pan out, and it actually ends up becoming even more empty oftentimes. I know I'm kind of speaking generally because I'm a little bit submitting to having to not maybe teach too specific today, because I think a lot of us are able to identify this. We're able to recognize that our Palm Pilot, you know, that we used to have is now in the junk drawer. the flip phone that was so cool. It's like, you know, like even the cool iPhone 4 that you had is now like, you're holding it and you're like, do I like keep it for my kid? You know, I don't know. And the reality is that's what it's going to be with the iPhone 11 or where, I don't know where we're at. Right? Isn't it true though? Just that like, it's 10, iPhone 10, thank you. Okay. That's where we're at, iPhone 10. But like that goes away. That ends up becoming the garage sale. And so we've bought into this kind of moment of excitement, moment. And my point that I'm going to drive us to a little bit here is joy cannot be rooted in here's my phrase, kind of this is what I've been thinking about. Joy can't be found and rooted necessarily in what we have or don't have, but in who has us. Hashtag boom. I love that. But ultimately, I think we want to ask the question, do we really want joy? Do we really want true joy? And will we buy into this? Now, I know this is a little cheesy, and this is kind of like Bible-ish. Okay, I get that. But ultimately, true joy can't be found in what we have or don't have, but in who has us. And the person I want to highlight here is Mary, okay? So Mary, this is what she says in Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and verse 47. Yeah, you maybe have heard this called the Magnificat. This is Mary's song or Mary's prayer of praise to God, okay? And I've preached on this before, but I've never preached it like this before. Listen to what it says. Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices. My spirit is filled with joy that oozes out in God my Savior." Now, there's a couple different Greek words in the Greek Bible. The Bible was originally written in the Greek language, or at least the New Testament. And so if you go back to the Greek, there's actually a couple different words for joy. One of those words is chara, okay? And I don't know if I got the accent right, but I'm sure I didn't. Get her done. Chara is a word that means joy. It's the most common Greek word in the New Testament for joy. And so when you see the word chara, you see it and you're like, that's joy. And this joy really is a joy that can be in us even when there's hard trials going on. So you'll hear things like Paul who has joy even though he's in prison and getting beaten. And you're like, what the heck? How does that guy have joy? Well, he's got chara. He's not happy about it. He's not excited about getting beaten. But he's got true joy because it's centered in Christ. There's another Greek word, and I just want to go back here because I always get the... It's agalioao, okay? And it's kind of a hard word because it's a really big word, but agalioao is a Greek word that means extreme joy. It's oftentimes paired with chara. As I was kind of doing my word study and just kind of looking at it, oftentimes agalioao is connected with chara, and sometimes it'll be like joy and then agalioao. And so it's this push. It's pushing it even further than just be joyful. It's almost like a joy that's felt. It's a joy that's experienced. It's a joy it's extreme. It's kind of this, it oozes out of us. And it's used twice in our text for today. Nachara, the agalioao. And one of them is here where Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And then she says this, "And my spirit agalioao in God my Savior." She doesn't use chara. And what she's really trying to do here is really push the word magnifies too. It's kind of this, boom, my soul, my spirit. And she's just driving home this point that she is so joy-filled. But what's fascinating to me and what really caught me is what she grounds her joy in. She's about to have a baby. I mean, Mr. Adam actually even just was like, yeah, having a baby, that was a really big deal. She's about to have a baby, which is a big deal. I mean, we're almost there, right? We got number 4 coming here in like a couple days. And so having a baby is awesome and incredible. And Mary is literally feeling these kicks and all this stuff going on in her womb, and she's just feeling this stuff going on. And yet she doesn't say, I'm chara in like, I'm joy-filled in like having this baby. She roots it, and it's, I love the simplicity of it. There's not a lot of teaching that's needed here. Listen to what it says. My spirit rejoices. I'm so filled with joy simply in this. In God, my Savior. In God, my Savior. She's rooting her joy not in the fact that she holds this little baby, but she really, and I know it sounds cheesy, but it's true. She really recognizes that it's this little baby who holds her. It's this little baby who's been sent by God. God himself in the flesh. Hasn't been born yet, but been conceived by the Holy Spirit. That is coming into the world to save it. Starting right there with Mary. And she, Mary recognizes this. Mary recognizes that God has come to save her. And if you kind of look at the whole Magnificat, which I'd encourage you to do, she says, because he sees me in my humble estate. And not humble like she is being humble. No, she's humble in the sense of her status, her place in life. And not just as a young female in a very male kind of world at that. No, not just that. But in, as a sinner, as someone before God who is in need of salvation. And she recognizes that Jesus is coming, and she doesn't have all of it figured out and what it all looks like and all exactly means, but she knows that Jesus needs to come, and we know, kind of after the fact, that that means Jesus, this little baby, cute little baby, going to the cross, right? To shed blood, to die on the cross for you and for me, to save us from our sin, to save us from what we need the most, to save us from sin, death, our own death, from the devil. To bring us actual, to bring us blessing that we don't even, we can't, it's hard to even spell it all exactly out. To promise that he'll be with us always, even as he ascends back into heaven. To promise that he's going to return one day. You know, in a couple, I think in 2 weeks, I think I'm going to talk to you about the end times a little bit. I feel like that's been going on. We need to talk about that. I just got to put some stuff straight. What's up with that? But he's coming back. And he is your salvation. And Mary roots her joy in this. And it's in something that can't just be taken to a garage sale. It's not something that gets old. This message, the message of the angels to the shepherds, what? Behold, we bring you good news of great what? Joy. Tidings. Great news, great tidings. We bring you good news, good tidings of great joy. That will be for all the people, for all the people. I could sit and preach on that for a long, long time. I can't. But this is why Jesus has come, to bring us joy. Now, sometimes we talk about forgiveness. Sometimes we talk about peace. Sometimes we talk about different things. What about joy? Joy. I bring you good news of great joy. That will be for all the people. And Mary, she roots her joy. She reminds herself of what's most important. And I just want to ask you, not even ask you, I want to tell you, especially right now when life is going 100 miles an hour, I don't know about you guys, me and my wife, me and Jacqueline, we're feeling 100 miles an hour. And when you start to move super fast, even in the midst of good things taking place, you ever find that, like, when it's right before a good thing is about to happen, that, like, sometimes joy can get sucked out of you? Anybody else feel that ever? Okay, a couple. So good things are cool and awesome, but then for some reason you're leading up to it and joy's getting sucked out of you. What is that? How do you reclaim that? I really want to challenge you to do what Mary does here. Not the Mary who's got it all figured out. I really don't think she does. If you look at the angel telling Mary what's about to take place inside of her, he does not give her much direction. Mary is confused here. One of the reasons why she runs to Elizabeth's house. I need to get with somebody that can help me with some of this. She is scared here. She will only continue to be more afraid as a king starts coming after her and she's got to take her family all the way down to Egypt. I mean, just the story as it unfolds is Mary confused, scared, not having a clue what's going on. This is not like perfect, have it all figured out Mary. No, this is Mary, I don't know what's going on. I'm a young little girl. I don't even understand what the angel was telling me exactly. I believe it. I trust it. I don't get it. And what does she do? She instantly goes to, I will find my joy. Not in having all the answers, not in having it all figured out. I will find my joy in God saving me. We need to do a better job of reminding ourselves of this. We have got to do a better job of stopping, just slowing down for a second. Just breathe and just remind yourself, God loves me. I am his child because of his shed blood for me. I am saved by God. He actually thinks about me and wants to save me from my sin. He has saved me because of what he's done on the cross. We got to do a better job of reminding ourselves of that. I don't know what that means for you if it's sitting on the toilet. You know, it might be you sitting on the toilet and that's at 2 minutes, 20 minutes, depends on who you are. Where you just need to stop and just remind yourself, I'm a child of God because of what he says about me. He loves me. He has saved me. I don't know if it's in your car when you're tempted to be texting and driving. I'm a total texter driver. I know. I shouldn't even admit it. I'm only telling you because I know you all are too. Don't text and drive. You know, maybe spend some time in the car. I don't know what it is for you, but we need to spend some time stopping, slowing it down, and reminding ourselves, God loves me. God has saved me. Now, I want to push it just a little bit further. I know some of you thought I was just about done. I'm not. Here's it. Check this out. Not only does Jesus have us, kind of my cheesy little move there, but really true. Not only does Jesus have us, I really believe joy, and I never saw this before until this week studying it, but I really also believe we need another person or two in our life who is there, who has our back for joy. And the proof in the pudding on this from the text is actually who? Who's got Mary's back? Elizabeth. Elizabeth, because I've never seen this before, but I've always thought of the Magnificat as kind of like separate outside, standing outside of kind of, but if you just read through, the Magnificat, Mary's just prayer of joy, really comes out of Elizabeth in chapter 1, verse 41. She says, and she entered the house of Elizabeth, and when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby, John the Baptist is there, leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb. Blessed, 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 joy, joy, joy. And she actually used that Greek word, agaliao. She actually uses that for John the Baptist. So the Holy Spirit, follow me, the Holy Spirit literally is pushes John the Baptist to do a ninja kick in the womb, which then moves Elizabeth to proclaim out in a joyous way, not just a karawe, but actually in a agaliao way, this kind of permeating zit-like, it's got to pop, God has come out. It comes out of her, which then prompts Mary, who's now filled with joy, and she's like, yeah, that's true. Jesus is, he is coming to save us. And then she kicks off on her Magnificat. Listen, who are you in community with? This is who are you in community with? Do you have people in your life who are, and I'd really recommend someone, you know, either your spouse or someone of the same sex, because you got to have somebody in your life who can come and be joy for you. Who can, and the only way they can have joy is if they're rooted in Jesus and his salvation. And when they are, and they begin to point you to that joy, you will have joy. Because the default, watch this, the default will be people who have also bought into this idea that joy is found in what we can get, the stuff of this world. And so what you'll do, I got you figured out. What you'll do is you'll jump on Facebook and you'll watch your friend take pictures of themselves at the beach. And you'll see your friend at Chili's. And you'll see your friend at the zoo. And you'll see your friend with the newest purchase. And every single one of those pictures will be them smiling. Every single one of them will be them happy, joyful. And so you will continue to fall trap to the lie. And you will continue to follow down this path of, that's what I need. That's what I need. That's what I need. Kids, get in the car. We're going to the zoo. It's going to be awesome, right? That's what we start to think. I'm telling you, that is how it's playing out in your life oftentimes. Maybe not for some of you, but for me, that's how it plays out. I got to get that. I got to get that. I got to get that. That's making them happy. That's making them joy-filled. No, it's not. They're taking a second to smile. They're happy. Maybe. I hope you're not here. I like cool stuff too. I'm not saying to not rip open your gifts and put a smile on. I'm not saying that. I'm saying ultimately, where is joy rooted in your life? And if it's not rooted in Jesus and him saving you, I'm here to tell you, in the end, it will all be empty. God, this is amazing about God. People don't think this. God actually wants you to be joy-filled. God actually wants you to have joy. He doesn't promise all the pain and the brokenness and death. He doesn't promise it all goes away. He does promise you can have joy in the midst of that. And sometimes I think it's as easy as Mary. My soul, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Please just take some time. Regularly. This is not a sermon for Christmas. This is a sermon. This is a message for us all to be living our lives by. Will you stop at times and just remind yourself, sitting on the toilet, I'm a child of God. God loves me. He has saved me because of his death on the cross. I want to pray. Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our Savior. I don't want to say too much of a prayer here because in the end, I just want to thank you for being our God who has saved us in the person of Jesus Christ. A little baby of Nazareth who is born not only of flesh, is true man, but also is true God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, who has come to live the perfect life, to save us from our sin, to bring us out of darkness, to bring us into the glorious light. Lord Jesus, this is hard to understand because so much of it goes against when we are going through hard times and we're going through struggles and we're going through trials. It doesn't feel like there's joy sometimes there. Jesus, help us to remember we can always find joy. There, we can always have joy when we root it back to you saving us. Always. Doesn't even mean that we're going to smile when we say, it doesn't even mean that the pain is going to just go away. It doesn't mean that. It means we can have true joy because of what you've done for us. God, we praise your name for your salvation. Thank you for saving us. Help us to slow her down. And even like Mary, not having it all figured out, not having all the answers, scared at times, just to stop and just praise you so that we can pray with her. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Help us with this, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.